From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Cries of desperation outside a Haitian hospital in San Marc, where cholera apparently has sickened an undetermined number of people. It's a similar scene in other parts of the impoverished island in the fallout from January's earthquake. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports medical experts from the World Health Organization are on their way to Haiti.
Medical teams from the WHO are headed for a region called Artibonite, just north of the capital of Port-au-Prince. The health organization has confirmed about 1,000 cases of what they strongly believe to be cholera, a waterborne disease caused by the Vibrio bacterium. According to a WHO spokesman, 138 deaths are confirmed so far. The U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta is studying samples from victims to confirm the diagnosis. Cholera has not struck Haiti in over 40 years, and the country was spared the disease after January's earthquake, despite overcrowding and poor sanitation. Standard treatment for cholera includes rehydration with liquids, salt, and potassium, and in some cases, antibiotics. The WHO spokesman says the organization has a warehouse of rehydration supplies in Port-au-Prince. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
The U.S. is pledging a long-term commitment to Pakistani security, hoping it'll spur Islamabad to turn up the heat on violent extremists there and in neighboring Afghanistan. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced a 5-year military aid package.
We will request $2 billion in foreign military assistance from Congress for 2012 through 2016.
Underscoring the U.S. challenge in Pakistan, an attack on a mosque in the northwest frontier city of Peshawar killed 2 people and wounded 11 others as worshippers filed out of Friday prayers. Earlier, a blast in the tribal areas killed 6 Pakistani soldiers. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad that today's bombings demonstrate the fragility of the military's gains against the Taliban dug in along the Pakistan-Afghan border.
In the day's first attack, a roadside bomb ripped through an army vehicle carrying paramilitary soldiers in the upper half of Oraksai tribal region, where the army had declared victory over the Taliban this summer. Hours later, Pakistani helicopter gunships pounded the area, killing more than a dozen militants, according to news agencies quoting local officials. The second bombing of the day struck a mosque on the outskirts of Peshawar. The U.S. Embassy issued a statement condemning the attack, calling the targeting of worshippers leaving Friday prayers particularly reprehensible. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Taliban fighters reportedly have attacked NATO convoy in southeastern Afghanistan. The Associated Press cites an Afghan official saying 3 drivers were killed in the attack last night in Zabul province. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 37 points at 11,110. This is NPR. A major oil refinery in France has reopened after French riot police punched through a crowd of picketers who had barricaded the installation. However, labor unions are refusing still to back down until President Nicolas Sarkozy ends his attempts to reform the country's pension system. One of Europe's top soccer players has announced he is staying with one of Europe's top teams. As Larry Miller reports from London, striker Wayne Rooney has signed a new deal to remain with Manchester United after initially saying he was unhappy and planned to leave the club.
Some Manchester United fans were so mad Rooney might leave the team, they picketed his house, waving banners emblazoned with death threats. The player expressed concern over United's future, also pointing out that at 24, his value in the free agent market would be high. The team is owned by the American Glazer family. It reported a $130 million loss last year, sparking concern that high-value players would be sold. But after talks, Rooney says he's now convinced Manchester is a great team, and he agreed to a new 5-year contract. The striker's form has suffered this year, beset with injuries and allegations of marital infidelity. He scored just 1 goal. He earns $140,000 a week. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The number of American adults diagnosed with diabetes is expected to rise dramatically over the next 40 years. Health officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say currently 1 in 10 U.S. adults has diabetes. That number could jump to 1 in 3 by the year 2050. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.